Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Love in Store, Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, dies at the age of 79. In about 10 minutes, we'll talk with a legendary rock DJ and hear stories of Fleetwood Mac. Christine McVie, dead at 79. That news breaking this afternoon. 5:23, Timberwolves in action tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns out for a couple of weeks with an injury. That wasn't as bad as it could have been, but now we'll embark on an interesting experiment for the Timberwolves, not one that anybody wants to see happen. Alan Horton is the voice of the Wolves here on WCCO Radio, getting ready for tonight's game at Target Center, and pops in to chat with us. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I am well. Karl-Anthony Towns out for a couple of weeks. I mean, most Wolves fans are asking the tough question of what if they're better without him?
Mm-hmm.
And what if they are?
It's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
It's a possibility. Sure it is. And there's nothing wrong in saying that. It's, you know, there is something. I was just talking to Chris Finch about this as we chatted before for our pregame show tonight, is that, you know, you do have some kind of, you know, you know what your future is now for the next, I think, more than a couple of weeks, you know, probably a month plus. You know you're going to be without him. And now you try to, okay, well, that's one less piece you have to put into the puzzle. You don't have that available. You're going to get Jaden McDaniels either back tonight or Saturday. You're going to get Jordan McLaughlin back, not tonight, but Saturday. So really the only guys out are Towns and Torian Prince. And then you try to put those pieces together. You've got one after tonight. You've got one game in your next 6 days, and they have not had a lot of practice time. They haven't even had a shoot around, Jason, before a game in these last three games, which they've all lost. You have to go back to Thanksgiving to find the last time they got to practice in because of some three games and four nights and then some odd start times with the afternoon game against Golden State. It was a late afternoon start in Charlotte. And so today was the first day they got back in the gym in a non-game situation. Mm-hmm. That does make a big difference. I mean, you can't completely change who you are, but you can tweak it, and you can cause, you know, there's been slippage, obviously, defensively the last couple of games, and they desperately need to get back in the gym and kind of get things back on track. And again, just to sum it up, there's just something, I don't know how to describe it, just something, you know, that you know, okay, we don't have Karl available for us for the next, you know, however long a period of time it is, and how do we put the pieces together to make us not only competitive, but to go out and win basketball games?
I mean, make no mistake, like, Karl-Anthony Towns is a huge star and has made a huge impact, but we've had challenges trying to figure out how Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, especially, as you said, on the defensive end. I mean, the three-game losing streak, it seems like the Wolves are giving up 40 points in the first quarter. They gave up 142?
It's amazing. The last two first quarters have really set the tone, and that's been, you know, this is not a team that comes from behind. They don't have the firepower from beyond the arc. And I think it's more than just Rudy and Kat. I think it's really the whole starting five that hasn't really come together. I think we saw some good strides during the five-game win streak. We saw some things kind of happen for longer periods of time, good things. That game at Indiana, I thought, was their best of the season. Chris Finch agreed with that. So it's not just with Kat and Rudy. It's you know, it's D'Lo adjusting to working with Rudy Gobert. I talked to some people in Utah that said when Mike Conley came to Utah a few years ago, it took him almost a full season to figure out how best to play with Rudy and to maximize that pick and roll. So it's not something you just jump into after 20 games and expect these guys to be you know, completely on the same page. And I think we're seeing some of that it's a struggle not only for Rudy coming in, but for Kat, for D'Lo, for Ant figuring out the way. And Jaden McDaniels, too, really starting for the first time in his career. So it's a lot of guys sort of adjusting to a new environment, which is different than last year.
Memphis can be fun to watch. Ja Morant, of course, with the Grizzlies. What do you expect tonight to be keeping an eye on?
Well, we certainly know the Grizzlies, don't we? This will be the 12th meeting in the last since the start of last season after the six-game playoff run. But that's what happens when you get to the postseason. You
right.
play teams night in, night out. So it makes it fun. I hope this crowd gets into it and has some fun tonight. Ja Morant's gotten to the free throw line 10 or more times in 5 straight games. That's got to end tonight. The Wolves have to defend without fouling. It's much easier said than done. But I'm interested to see how they respond here tonight. I think Ant is going to step up into more of a, you know, maybe have the offense run through him a little bit more. I think you're going to see the Wolves try to utilize Rudy a lot more in the pick and roll, spread things out a little bit. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they play tonight. But Memphis is no joke, Jason. I mean, they're just,
right.
you know, we talk about the Wolves moving on without Karl Anthony Towns. Well, Memphis went through this last year with Ja Morant. He missed 25 games. Mm. They went 20-5.
Yeah.
They missed Jaren Jackson Jr. the whole first start of this season. In fact, they have not had their preferred starting lineup play a single minute together this year, and they're still 12-8, fourth best in the West. So that gives you an idea of how, you know, when you get a system that is in place, same kind of guys, same coach year after year, they just plug and play. The Wolves aren't at that stage yet, but Memphis is a great example of how you can keep winning
yeah.
even though you don't have one of your superstars.
Well, we hope that happens for the Wolves. A little bit of home cooking for a week or so. We got home game tonight, home Saturday against the Thunder, and then home again next Wednesday against the Pacers. We'll be listening. Alan, thank you.
Jason, you got it anytime.
Alan Horton, the radio voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. A tip at 7, pregame at 6:30 right here on CCO. It's almost 5:30. We are back with more on the life of Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. Next on CCO.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.